Welcome to 3 Minutes of Leadership with Jason McKenzie, where I dish out leadership tips, tactics, and thoughts that you can listen to while you're brushing your teeth, making your bed, or maybe even steaming a bag of broccoli. All right, the sun is shining, spring is in the air, and I'm excited to do this podcast because I want to talk to you today about one of the most important jobs, roles, or responsibilities of a leader that a lot of people don't think about, and that's to demystify leadership, okay? Because people have this natural inclination to put people on a pedestal, especially if you're, you know, higher than them on the org chart. They tell themselves and make up these stories. Not everybody, but people make up these stories about the fact that, you know, because you're higher on the food chain, you have some magical superpowers that they don't have. And what that can create is this idea of what we call a competence compulsion, right? Which is always wanting to look competent. And in so doing, really losing a lot of opportunities to learn by admitting you don't know something, by being willing to ask for help. And so as a leader, when I say demystify leadership, what I mean is, let people know that we are all on a learning journey. Okay. I'm in this role. I am trying to figure it out as I go along. There's things that I am good at. There's times I have no idea what I'm doing, exactly like you feel in your role. And honestly, exactly like we feel in our, you know, everywhere in our lives. So when people understand that people are, that we're all just trying to figure things out, we're doing our best to do that. What it does is it helps people, first of all, it humanizes you and makes you much more approachable. The second thing it does is it helps people believe that, you know what, maybe I could do this too. Maybe I, since Jason or whoever is showing me that being a leader, all it takes is being willing to learn, figure, try new things and grow, that maybe I could do that too. And when you have a bunch of people on your team that believe that they could do that, there'll be more of them that strive to do it. And the more people that are striving to grow, the better off they are going to be, the more fulfilling and connected, the more fulfilled they will be, and you will be, because you're helping them grow as human beings. But the more, the higher they're going to perform as a team. And all it takes is you just being honest. So when I mentioned the competence compulsion, which is a term I learned in a course I'm taking called Clear Leadership, the best antidote for the competence compulsion is for leaders to show that they are learners too. Okay. So always remember that a huge part of your role is to demystify leadership and help people understand that it's nothing more than a learning journey, that, and in some ways we're all on it together, right? So it's a beautiful opportunity to share that with them, but also create the space for you guys to learn together. So something I hope you practice, you know, being vulnerable in that way takes some practice, but what it also takes is somebody being willing to go first. And that's really what the job of a leader is, right? Is to go first. So demystify leadership, make yourself more human. And what you will see is you create the conditions for yourself to grow, your team to grow, and for you to grow together. Thanks for listening to 3 Minutes of Leadership. Now go apply what you've learned and lead positive change for yourself and for others. And if you did in fact boil broccoli, enjoy it.